live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And today, another candidate interview. We're talking to Ashley Hicks, a candidate for Douglas County Commissioner in Position 3. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Maybe if people aren't that familiar with you, talk about growing up, your career, some of the things you've done.
Yeah, well, born and raised here in Roseburg. I've lived here my whole life. I run a construction company. We do residential drywall services and have done that for about the last 20 years, just over. And recently, last served as City Council Ward 4, that's the downtown position on Roseburg City Council. Served a full term there, that's 4 years. Served on various commissions, chaired the Historic Resource Commission. Mostly my days nowadays just revolve around community cleanup. I pick up litter in the parks and along the bike paths and trying to keep the riverfront clean and safe.
So how did you get into the whole area of community cleanup? Because, I mean, you've been involved in that for a very long time.
Yeah, well, I enjoy spending time outdoors and walking the city's bike paths and exploring the vast collection of parks that the city has. And I discovered a little park behind Umpqua Dairy in 2012 called Maselli Park. And there was a problem with a lot of transient type of activity. There was a lot of abandoned encampments, and that whole area just needed some attention and to be cleaned up.
And along the way, other things happened there that improved Maselli Park. I mean, it's very different than it was a number of years ago.
Yeah, as a result of the cleanup, Umpqua Bank donated a $50,000 to the city to basically put in the little playground there. And the Parks Department finished the multi-use path section between the Templin Boat Launch and Maselli Park. That's actually one of Roseburg's newest sections of multi-use path.
What do you like about living around the downtown part of the area?
Oh, gosh, I love everything about being in the downtown and around the downtown areas, mostly having close access to the river and outdoor recreation, fishing, watching the birds on the river, walking uptown to the delicious restaurants. We got fantastic restaurants. Just looking at the architecture of the buildings and knowing your neighbors, walking down the street and knowing people's names, and they recognize you, and that's important to me.
So what do you believe the role of a county commissioner is?
I believe the most important role of Douglas County Commissioner is to represent the needs and the wants of the county constituents, of the residents of Douglas County, to represent the residents.
And how should commissioners stay connected with people then?
In any way they can, whether being available at various events, answering their telephone, returning voicemails, emails, interacting on social media, whatever various platform they choose, and just to be available to the residents.
Now, the way Douglas County is set up, you have three commissioners that function much like, in some places, a county administrator. Essentially, you've got three folks overseeing county government, a lot of different areas there to keep track of.
Yeah, the county government is quite large. Douglas County has a huge footprint. We're the fifth largest county in the state, and there's a lot to manage from the valley to the coast. And so there's a lot of people that work for the county, and there's a pretty large government to manage.
What kind of skills do you think you would bring to the table as a commissioner?
Well, my skills really for county commissioner would be that liaison with the with the community members and the department heads, and also having a good relationship with the other county commissioners. I think that I am a very good facilitator, and if I'm not able to do something myself or have the skill personally to do that, then I'm very good at finding the appropriate person and asking the right questions. And
you mentioned being living here your whole life, so you've seen all the changes in the county over the years, the ups and downs and the tragedies and everything that's happened. What's your vision for the county up the road?
Not more than 20 years ago, our county was doing really well financially, and the people here seemed happier, and they had more money in their pockets to take their kids to the movies and to take them over to the coast and take them camping. And I've seen that decline over the last several decades, and it's very upsetting to see people in the community struggle so hard. And first and foremost, I'd like to see that changed. I'd like to see more money in folks' pockets, and I'd like to see them have a better life here.
So how do you do that?
I think the way to do that is to provide opportunities for the community to be involved in their local government. I think that there should be opportunities to be involved with cleanups and commissions and committees. But I think that there needs to be a platform, perhaps it's by offering the county commissioner meetings through Facebook or online, but there needs to be more opportunity for our coastal residents to have a say in their local government and to have that connection with the valley.
Do you think the county's economy is diversified enough, or are there things you would like to see added?
I think there is a lot of room to diversify our economy. One of the ideas that that I've had for Douglas County to create entry-level jobs is for tire recycling. I believe in that wholeheartedly. I think that there is many companies and many ranches and trucking companies that need to have their tires retread, need to have an opportunity to get those into a proper facility to be processed and try to reduce the amount of tires that are up in our forest and
along
the riverbanks.
Do you feel like there are a lot of other areas that could be added in terms of types of companies that maybe should be gone after?
I think that growth has been restricted here in Douglas County, and perhaps folks have good reasoning to do that. From my perspective, I'd like to see Douglas County grow in the way of having opportunities for folks to bring their businesses here and to start their own businesses as entrepreneurs. And I think there's a lot of room for a new economy, something that's going to offer entry-level jobs and a financial impact to the people that live here.
So there's a lot of day-to-day management in being a commissioner. How would you work with department heads and staff?
Yeah, I thought a lot about this because of the aging building of the courthouse. I've noticed the cornerstones out of place. I've noticed a lot of damage around the exterior of the courthouse. The courthouse is going to need some significant funding to make the repairs. And I believe the way that we do that is by bringing some of those departments into the other departments and cross-training those employees so they're able to be useful in other departments as the courthouse goes through the changes and the remodeling that it so desperately needs.
All right, Ashley Hicks running for Douglas County Commissioner. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County, 1243 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 Lars Larson at 1, Umpqua Valley Live with the Umpqua Singers and other things to talk about, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Monday on Inside Douglas County, we'll talk about the Greater Idaho ballot measure on the May primary election ballot. Mike McCarter will be our guest. Ashley Hicks running for Douglas County Commissioner Position 3, talking about her campaign this afternoon. Talk about the county, what should be going on in terms of working with the state and federal officials regarding timber management on both state and federal lands.
Great question. With our county commissioners, I think that they are in a very important role to work with the other land agency managers, and that includes BLM and the cleanup, the fire cleanup work up from the Archie Creek fire. Right now, there is a lot of money that's coming into the cleanup work, and the county commissioners will be a voice when it comes to what happens with the fish hatchery and helping the property owners and the ranchers and the residents up in Glide and in that surrounding area rebuild and try to get their life back a little bit.
It's kind of daunting to be up there and realize how long a process this is going to be.
Yeah. You know, it's quite uncertain. And if you haven't seen it for yourself, I suggest that folks take an opportunity to get out there and just take a look around. There is a lot of new growth, and that's wonderful to see, but it is quite a drastic change from how it was all the years growing up here, and I may never see it the way that it was again.
And what about the overall management of the timberlands aside from the Archie Creek fire? I mean, that's been a big question, a big topic back and forth for decades here with especially the federal government.
I think the biggest, most important part about harvesting the timber and working with the environmental groups and the workers is to find common ground on what the plan is for the future. And I think that both sides could 100% agree that taking care of the infrastructure that we have is of the highest priority. If we're looking at harvesting timber 20, 30 years out into the future, we need to make sure that we have roads that are in good condition and that there's enough infrastructure to address the capacity needs of people moving up in that area and then with the future planning of harvesting timber.
And then when you look at the Archie Creek lands and all the timber that was lost there and all those either landowners or state, federal agencies that are basically back to square one.
They are in some ways. And in others, there is an enormous opportunity to promote the area and to use the area for outdoor recreation. Dark skies is something that is pretty new to our area as far as the idea of having a designated location to go out and stargaze and to look at the constellations, to enjoy the evening sector of tourism, I suppose might be a way to put it. But we have the North Umpqua Trail that is in desperate need of volunteer efforts to rebuild. Great opportunities with rafting and fly fishing. I mean, we have 33 miles of uninterrupted fly fishing designated area. That has not changed. There's enormous opportunities for outdoor recreation, and that's post-fire. So, you know, we just need to broaden our horizon on what we think is the only way to use the timberlands.
Talk about the county budget. I mean, that's a big factor in being a commissioner. How knowledgeable are you about it? And then when you look at the budget, how do you figure out how to best allocate funds?
Yeah, well, that's another important role of county commissioners, to balance the budget each year. And thankfully, we have a budget committee who spends a lot of time reviewing the details of that that they present to the county commissioners for their final approval. On the average, something around $50 million in general fund revenue. This last year is quite a bit different. As I understand, there's something closer to like around $200 million. And I think that the largest amount of that that's come into the budget for this year and the last year is from the COVID relief dollars. And, you know, my hope is the county commissioners have a clear and direct way to get that COVID relief funding back out to the businesses that need it. Because even though this pandemic is over, these businesses are still struggling to find employees and to keep going. The troubles that have happened with them over this last 2 years has not ended.
As you mentioned, the county physically has got a large footprint, a lot of land, which means a lot of roads and infrastructure. Some of those are, you know, state related in terms of who oversees it. But how do you make sure the roads and bridges that the county oversees are kept in good shape and up to date?
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you asked me that, because this is one of those topics that, as a local native, a native to this area, you know, I don't want our county and our little small towns to turn into metropolitan areas. But if we do not allow our cities to grow, then we lose that opportunity for tax base and for the additional tax revenue. And we need that revenue to pay for the infrastructure repairs. It's not something, these road projects and bridge projects are not something that gets cheaper the longer you wait. The price is better for the county constituents if they get these projects repaired as soon as they're needed. And putting projects off 1 year after another is doing us more harm than good. And it's costing us more than it should.
What's your view of the importance of law enforcement in the county? How should the commissioners support that?
Oh, geez. If, you know, looking over this last adopted budget, I seen that the county commissioners had made some last minute revisions to the recommendations that the county budget committee had proposed. And one of those happened to be putting about, and these are estimated numbers because I have no notes in front of me or anything written down, but it's something around nearly $150,000 extra into the sheriff's deputies budget. And then there was a reduction in county enforcement to the tune of nearly $25,000-$26,000. And I would really like to have the other commissioners really think about the time that we're in, the amount of area that our county enforcement officers have to cover, and I would have liked to have seen those numbers maybe reversed to where we can bring in more county enforcement so we have a broader reach and we're able to enforce the county ordinances across the entire county.
Just about ready to wrap up. If people want to find out more about your views, some of your ideas, all that, how do they get connected?
Yeah, I would just like people just to give me a call. And then that way we can talk about it on the phone, or we can maybe meet for a cup of coffee or tea somewhere. My phone number is 541-530-1460. That's my cell number. It's my personal cell number. Or you can reach out to me at my email address. My personal email address is my first name, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y. The letter N as in Nancy. Roseburg spelled out, R-O-S-E-B-U-R-G @hotmail.com.
All right, Ashley Hicks, candidate for Douglas County Commissioner. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Happy Friday.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.